Part 2. Search for Mr. Hyde. Mr. Utterson was unhappy after his walk with Richard Enfield. He came home and ate his dinner. Then he went to his safe. He took out a large document. The document was Dr. Jekyll's will. Mr. Utterson read the will carefully. Dr. Jekyll's orders were clear. He left his money to his friend, Mr. Edward Hyde. Mr. Utterson did not like this part of the will. There was another part of the will which he did not like. If Dr. Jekyll disappeared or went away, Mr. Hyde could have all his money.
There is a secret here,
Mr. Utterson decided.
Why does Dr. Jekyll want to give his money to this Mr. Hyde? Dr. Jekyll is a good man, and this Mr. Hyde is a terrible man. And what does disappearance mean? Why does my friend think he is going to disappear? I will find out the truth.
He decided to visit Dr. Lanyon. Dr. Lanyon was also a friend of Dr. Jekyll.
Perhaps he knows something,
thought Mr. Utterson. Dr. Lanyon was happy to see Mr. Utterson. They talked together for a while. Then Mr. Utterson said,
We have all been friends for a long time. You and I are Dr. Jekyll's oldest friends, I suppose.
I suppose we are, Dr. Lanyon agreed. But I don't see Jekyll often these days.
Oh?
Said Mr. Utterson.
I thought you had the same interests.
No,
replied Dr. Lanyon angrily.
I don't like Henry Jekyll's ideas about science. He has some very strange ideas. We don't see each other often.
Tell me,
said Mr. Utterson.
Do you know a man called Hyde?
Dr. Lanyon thought for a moment.
Hyde?
He asked.
No, I don't know the name.
Mr. Utterson returned home after his visit to Dr. Lanyon. He could not sleep that night. He was worried about his friend. He remembered Mr. Enfield's story about Mr. Hyde and the little girl.
I want to see this Mr. Hyde,
he decided.
I want to know about his friendship with Henry Jekyll.
Mr. Utterson went back to the old house very often now. He waited in the street, and he hoped to see Mr. Hyde. He went there every day, but Mr. Hyde never came. One night, Mr. Utterson was in the street outside the old house. He heard someone in the street. Then he saw a man. Mr. Utterson followed him and then spoke to him.
Are you Mr. Hyde?
He asked. The man seemed frightened for a moment. Then he looked at Mr. Utterson angrily.
I am Mr. Hyde. What do you want?
I see that you are going into this house,
said Mr. Utterson.
I am a friend of Dr. Jekyll. Perhaps you will ask me into the house?
Dr. Jekyll is not at home,
Mr. Hyde said.
I am glad we have met,
Mr. Utterson said.
I shall know you again. It may be useful.
I am glad we have met too,
said Mr. Hyde. He gave Mr. Utterson a piece of paper with his address written on it.
He is thinking of the will,
Mr. Utterson thought.
He is glad we met because of the will. That's why he wants me to know where he lives.
Mr. Hyde entered the house and closed the door behind him.
I don't like that man,
thought Mr. Utterson.
There is something very strange about him. Poor Henry Jekyll. Why have you got a friend like that?
The lawyer walked to the end of the street and turned the corner. The houses here were large and beautiful. Mr. Utterson stopped and knocked at the door of one of the houses. A servant opened the door.
"Good evening, Poole,"
Mr. Utterson said.
"I am looking for Dr. Jekyll. Is he at home?"
"Please come in, sir,"
the servant said.
"I will see if Dr. Jekyll is at home."
Poole came back after a few moments.
"I am sorry, sir,"
he told Mr. Utterson.
"Dr. Jekyll has gone out."
"I saw Mr. Hyde go into the laboratory,"
said Mr. Utterson.
"Does he often come when Dr. Jekyll is out?"
"Yes, sir,"
Poole answered.
"Mr. Hyde has a key to the laboratory."
"Are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde good friends?"
asked the lawyer.
"They are very good friends, sir,"
Poole said.
"We have orders to obey Mr. Hyde when he comes to the laboratory."
"I have never met Mr. Hyde at dinner here,"
the lawyer said.
"No, sir,"
Poole agreed.
"Mr. Hyde never dines here. He never comes to this part of the house. He stays in the laboratory."
Mr. Utterson thanked the servant and left the house. He was very sad.
"Poor Henry Jekyll,"
he thought.
"He lived badly when he was a young man. Mr. Hyde must know some secret from the past. My friend is paying him to be quiet about the secret. My poor, poor friend. I will help him if I can."
2 weeks later, Dr. Jekyll invited some of his friends to dinner at his house. Mr. Utterson was one of the guests. After the other guests had gone, Mr. Utterson stayed to talk with his friend.
"I want to talk to you about something important,"
the lawyer said.
"It concerns your will, Jekyll."
"I know what you want to say, my friend,"
Dr. Jekyll told him.
"You're not happy about my will, are you?"
"I know something about Mr. Hyde,"
Utterson said quietly.
"People say terrible things about him."
"You do not understand,"
Dr. Jekyll said.
"You do not understand my position. It is very difficult for
Jekyll,
me..."
"Jekyll,"
the lawyer interrupted him.
"You know me. We are old friends. If you are in trouble, tell me the truth. Perhaps I can help you."
"You're a good friend, Utterson,"
Dr. Jekyll said.
"Thank you for your offer of help. But you cannot help me. I know you have seen Mr. Hyde. He told me. I am interested in that man. I trust you to follow the orders in my will. Promise me that you will follow them."
"I will never like Mr. Hyde,"
the lawyer said.
"I don't ask that,"
Dr. Jekyll told his friend.
"I ask only that you help him when I am not here."
"Very well,"
the lawyer said.
"I will do what you want."